This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. One thing that's frustrated me is the old jigsaw puzzle. Now, I find them hard to start. I give up on them. But my wife's very good at them. She actually likes doing them. They are, it seems, very popular, a good way of relaxing and having some fun with the kids, the rest of the family. But, you know, with a jigsaw puzzle, there are many pieces, obviously. And with me, I wonder, where do I start with this thing? And maybe you love jigsaw puzzles. That's great. But to make a jigsaw puzzle work, of course, you've got to include all the pieces. It's no good if there's a box full of 1,000 pieces. It's no good only having 996, is it? It won't make up the full puzzle. And do you know that in many ways, and I want to talk about this, life is like a jigsaw puzzle. It's not always fun and games. Life is what you make it, and nothing ever remains the same. Life can test your courage. It can test your inner strength to endure. It can test your mental psyche, and life is a challenge for sure. Life is an exciting adventure. It can be bumpy and a rocky ride, but life is what you make of it. You don't need a how-to guide. Life's got many dimensions, too enormous to even count. But life should always have a purpose, void of any amount. Life can be enlightening. It can be challenging too. It can be a roaring opportunity, but that depends on you. But never throw in the towel because things don't go your way. Just ride the tides of patience and keep focused on your dreams each and every day. That's a poem called Life is Like a Jigsaw Puzzle. And as I thought about that, I think many of us would say there have been moments in our lives when pieces of the jigsaw were missing. In other words, there were parts of our life that were missing. We might feel incomplete. You know, something's not quite right, or we wonder why there are missing pieces in our lives. I think it was the Christian author Eugene O'Neill who puts it very well when he said that man is born broken and he lives by mending, and the grace of God is the glue. Now, I think that's pretty good, you know. Our lives are broken. We do need mending. We need fixing up. But as he said, the grace of God is the glue. And in our quiet, reflective moments, and I hope that you do that sometimes, you think, well, what's wrong with me? Why don't I feel better? What is it about me where I don't feel satisfied or contented? And what is it that I've missed out on in my life? It's like a restlessness that won't go away. Now, it takes some courage to think along these lines. It can be an uncomfortable thing. In Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, for example, there's a moment when Elizabeth Bennet is confronted by Charles Darcy, who she treats with contempt. She doesn't like this man, and he's got some confronting things to say to her. But in Pride and Prejudice, she says in one of the scenes, "How despicably have I acted? I feel totally humiliated. Vanity, not love, has been my folly. Until this moment, I've never known myself." So something happened to her, Elizabeth Bennet, at that time where she saw the real her. What it was, I don't know. But I think in many ways, her life was like a broken jigsaw puzzle. I think as we link this to the Bible, it seems to me anyway, that I get the impression Paul, the Apostle Paul from the New Testament, felt that his life was a bit like a jigsaw puzzle. His life was broken. And if you know the Bible at all, you'll know it took a really dramatic moment, a dramatic meeting with Jesus Christ on this Damascus road. And that helped him realize big time that his life was in a mess. Here was the Apostle Paul, a brilliant man. He'd trained in the religious life. He'd had a strict upbringing. And we're told he was from the nation of Israel and the tribe of Benjamin. Paul, or Saul as he was known, was a true Hebrew and a strict Pharisee. He was so eager to fulfill the law that he even persecuted the Christian church. So I guess in today's language, we'd call him, he used to be a fanatic. But he said in Philippians 3, "Christ has shown me that what I once thought was valuable is now worthless. I've given up everything else and count it as garbage. All I want is Christ." Nothing, he said, is as wonderful as knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. So tomorrow, I want to take this a bit further about life as a jigsaw. Well, dear Lord, your kingdom, we know, is one of love and grace, and we thank you for that. We ask for your protection and for your touch today, because we want to experience your joy. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.